This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
All right, this is the only show live from the White House. Joining me, he's been on the show before. I'm excited to have him in person, though, here at the White House. Dan Brouillette is the Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Energy, and we got a lot to talk about today. Mr. Secretary, good to see you again.
That's great, Ray. Hey, thanks for having me again. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, we've talked before about how vital Pennsylvania is.
Absolutely.
Energy and how important it is for the president. And you know, we've got a lot of candidates running against him now who want to shut down fracking, shut down coal, shut down fossil fuel exploration. I mean, it's just, it's really nutty. This USMCA is going to do a lot, I think, towards energy.
Yeah, I think so too, Rich. I mean, you know, it's a very exciting time for us to be in the energy business. I mean, production is way up. You know, as you and I mentioned in the past, America is now the world's largest producer of oil. Now the world's largest producer of gas. I mean, it is an amazing, amazing time.
Yeah.
I'm not an old man, but I'm old enough to remember that this hasn't happened in my lifetime.
Right.
And, you know, it's a phenomenal place for America to be. But here's the challenge. Production numbers are great, but if we can't get the product to market, then we don't have a future for American energy. You know, we will consume a fair amount of energy here, but we also need to help our allies around the world. And that's why these types of deals, this USMCA in particular, are so important. Mm-hmm. They level the playing field. They create opportunity for American businesses who produce energy in many cases. So we're really excited about this deal. It's the best trade deal that I've ever seen in my time in government. So we're excited about this. We are hopeful that the Congress moves forward. It's well beyond time for them to move forward.
You think about the fact that we are no longer dependent on the Middle East. We don't have to worry about the Middle East controlling the world policy anymore because
of
oil.
Isn't it amazing?
It's great.
It's amazing.
And like to your point, I mean, whoever thought this would have ever happened, right?
I could have never thought it would have happened. I grew up down in South Louisiana, so it's an oil-rich state. Mm-hmm. It's an energy-producing state. And I remember distinctly being in gasoline lines with my father, you know, wondering why. Why are we sitting in a line mm-hmm. waiting for gasoline when we're from Louisiana? We produce so much energy, Dad. And, you know, it's not a world in which I could have imagined. You know, I take you to one quick example just a few months ago, a catastrophic example, an unfortunate example. But when, you know, the facilities in Saudi Arabia were attacked, you know, 40 years ago, that would have produced $100 a barrel, you know, oil mm-hmm. overnight, you know, if not instantaneously.
Right.
It didn't. And it didn't because U.S. production is so high and our opportunities here in America are so great. And that's what you're seeing all across the board. So, again, if we can get to a levelized trading field, you know, either through USMCA or, you know, more of these bilateral arrangements, it's a great exploding, you know, market for us to be in.
Without a doubt. Dan Brouillette is with me. He's a Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Energy here on The Zioli Show. We're live from the White House today. I also love the fact that because of our natural gas exports, we have undercut Putin in such a big way. Now, you don't hear that, of course, in the media,
right?
You'll
never hear
that. Hear that, but we have really undercut that guy.
No, that's absolutely right. So, I mean, we have argued, you know, for years. This is not something that, you know, we thought up, you know, yesterday or day before. I mean, we have argued for years that many, many nation states have become overly dependent upon Russian gas. Mm-hmm. And the Russians use their energy as a geopolitical weapon. Let's be honest. That's what they do. They turn off the heat. They turn off the lights in certain places. So, you know, when we came in and we started talking to the Europeans in particular about the availability of U.S. gas, it fundamentally changed the marketplace in Europe. It obviously changed our marketplace because now we're building export facilities all around the country rather than import facilities.
Right.
And, you know, when we make that U.S. gas available to the Europeans, we see Russia drop its prices, you know, 10 and 15%, sometimes overnight. And that's just a phenomenal, phenomenal difference in the place that America is in versus, you know, again, just two or three decades ago.
And you don't hear that because it undercuts the narrative that the president is emboldened by Putin, you know, which is the dumbest thing. Well, you take away his primary source of income, you know. I think about coal, right? We've talked about this before, you and
sure.
I. Pennsylvania was ground zero for the war on coal.
That's correct.
I think it's one of the reasons why the president won. I mean, the Obama administration was so extreme on this, and they were taking pride in the fact of shutting down coal. Jobs, towns devastated by this. It's coming back. And the point that was made earlier, which I think is a really good one, is that coal being burned in Pennsylvania is a lot better than coal being burned in China.
That's correct. No, that's correct. You're absolutely right, Rich. We've developed technologies here in America that make coal much more efficient, much cleaner to burn and use in the generation of electricity, for instance. But what I'm excited about with regard to coal is also its prospects for the development of critical minerals.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as the world continues to use coal, we want to create export opportunities, again, through trade agreements like USMCA. But we also want to utilize coal for other purposes, and that might be for the creation of new technologies in battery storage. So as we move perhaps to a world of more and more electric vehicles, if we can develop the critical minerals that we need to develop the batteries in those cars to make them more user-friendly, then we ought to do so here in America. And that's where the coal industry, I think, stands out. And I look forward to working with them. I know the president looks forward to working with them to develop those types of opportunities as well.
Yeah, it's not just burning coal. I mean, steel requires coal. There's so much to it besides just that. But the war on coal, it shut everything down.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, they've shut down everything. And, you know, we're excited about other opportunities, you know, in this particular region of the country, especially Western Pennsylvania, you know, West Virginia, those areas that have been, you know, for years and years and years, economically involved with the production of coal. Today, we can use some of those same facilities for the storage of natural gas, for instance, you know, the development of a petrochemicals industry in southern PA in that area. Very, very important for us to do. And it, again, you know, leads us to a much stronger, not only a much stronger U.S. economy, but as we like to say in this administration, energy security is national security. It leads us to a stronger nation, and that's what we're working to achieve.
Yeah, well said. Absolutely well said. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Mr. Secretary. Appreciate
it
very much.
Great to see you.
Dan Briette, always appreciate it. Come back on the show as we get closer to this deal happening, huh?
Great. Oh, hopefully so. Hopefully the Congress will get out of its own way and pass this thing quickly.
Excellent. Thanks
Great.
Again.
Take care, Rich.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.